Hello, this is Guillermina Gonzalez, director of the Delaware Arts Alliance, your host for today. And with us, we have today Cassandra Lewis. She's sharing a wonderful theatrical project connecting creativity. And well, welcome, Cassandra. We are so looking forward to talking to you today because this is like theater on steroids and globalized. So thanks for your time today.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
And well, let's begin by defining what this is all about, so people kind of get an understanding of, you know, things are changing in the arts these days, and this is clearly an example of how things are moving forward. So please explain to us what is this concept of connecting creativity.
Well, it was a very exciting transatlantic theater project that I was very honored to be a part of. Mm-hmm. It was produced by the Breakaway Project in Dublin, Ireland. And a lot of us writers just sent in our literary resume and a mm-hmm. sample of a monologue. And they picked five American writers and five Irish writers, and then wow. five American actors and five Irish actors. And the idea was the directors, Helena Byrne and Karen Davidson Perrins, mm-hmm. paired the American writers with an Irish actor. And then we met over Skype with the actor. Mm-hmm. And wrote an original monologue for the actor.
Once you get to know the individual.
Exactly.
What a fantastic... is this the first time something like this happens? Or
I think it is. It's definitely the first time I've ever heard of anybody doing this. I mean, the exciting thing about theater is that it's a collaboration between... Right. You know, the actors, the playwright, the directors, mm-hmm. and of course the audience. Mm-hmm. And what this did was we're still collaborating, but we were able to collaborate from two continents. And it's so exciting, you know.
When I got the news from you, I got so excited because theater is one of those disciplines that you typically, you believe you need to experience it differently by attending.
Right, exactly.
So this is probably not longer the case, do you think? Or what is the perspective in there?
Well, that's such a great question. I mean, technology really is changing the arts, even theater. Uh-huh. And so the actors performed, the Irish actors performed live okay. in Dublin. Mm-hmm. And then the American actors performed over Skype. And then, of course, they tried to do a live stream of the show.
Okay.
And here's where it was a little bit of an experiment. That part actually didn't uh-huh. quite work as planned. However, they are in the process of putting up the taped version on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So now for free, people all over the world can mm-hmm. go and look at this collaboration online. And, imagine if people all over the world work together on theater. I mean, what this does is it opens doors.
It opened doors in so many different ways. Do you know about this Breakaway Project? What is their concept? I know we're not necessarily talking about them just particularly, but give us a sense of who they are.
Oh, great. Yeah, they're a new theater performance group based mm-hmm. out of Dublin. Mm-hmm. It was founded by Helena Byrne. Mm-hmm. And it's been around for just a little bit over a year.
Okay, so they're brand new group
and their mission is to connect artists internationally. Mm-hmm. And so they're always looking for new ways to do this. Mm-hmm. And there's even talk now about doing another round of connecting creativity. And those of us that, you know, were lucky enough to participate have mm-hmm. formed a group on Facebook. And so there's talk about what's mm-hmm. next and how can we get even more people involved in this.
Fantastic. This actually just happened not long ago. Describe to the audience how that was so they have a sense of how the whole event took place.
Sure. Well, I found out about it from a really great website called nycplaywrights.org, mm-hmm. and it's great for writers looking for submission opportunities. And there was a call for, you know, they wanted a script sample, a monologue mm-hmm. sample, mm-hmm. and a little bit about your background as a writer. Mm-hmm. And they said, you know, you have to be available on these dates and be able to use Skype. And so that's how I first found out about it. I responded to the posting, and I was so, you know, honored and surprised that they invited me to participate. And then we set a date to meet. They said, okay, here's your partner. And I was very fortunate to be mm-hmm. partnered with mm-hmm. Diana O'Connor, a Dublin-based actor. Mm-hmm. And we picked a time to meet over Skype based on our schedules. And then I, you know, I'm a nervous type of person. So I prepared pages and pages of questions to ask her.
You don't look like the kind of, but
thank
again.
You though. That's nice.
So you prepared for a long time for these.
Well, I guess I really only had about 2 weeks before our first Skype meeting. Mm-hmm. And I had all kinds of questions, like if you were suddenly elected leader of the country or leader of the world, I think mm-hmm. it was, you know, mm-hmm. what would be one of the first things you would change? So all kinds of weird questions. And she was very nice. So
wow. Okay.
She dealt with my silly questions, but then it became more of an organic conversation and less of me asking her weird questions.
Excellent. So, wow, what an experience. And so where do you see this project moving forward? Because as far as I understand, you're already talking about the next step. Mm-hmm. And let's go first to the lessons you guys learned based on this first experience. What are the things that need to be changed, if so?
Right. Well, I think the timing worked out really well, where we mm-hmm. had basically 2 weeks to write the monologue, and then the actors had about 2 weeks to mm-hmm. rehearse and then did a live performance. But one of the things that the actors and writers said was it was really exciting mm-hmm. To participate, but we wished that there was more socializing.
Okay.
Because, you know, part of the collaborative experience, of course, is hanging out with your fellow actors mm-hmm. and writers and directors, you know, and, you know, all of the stuff that goes on outside of rehearsal.
Okay.
So I think that using more Facebook and okay. doing more regional meetups in person, if that's possible, uh-huh. could help. But I think now that the logistics of the timing are nailed down, I think next time we're going to spend more time really getting to know each other as mm-hmm. as a group or mm-hmm. as an ensemble.
It's difficult to kind of conceptualize something. What about the cultural differences? Did you find something of that nature playing a role while you guys were rehearsing or something?
Oh, yes. There are so many little sayings that we have that we kind of take for granted. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes, you know, I think it came up once with something. I made a joke about plastic surgery in the monologue. uh-huh. And I said something in the monologue, the actor said something about, you know, it's become so common to get plastic surgery. Mm-hmm. You know, you get your car washed and while you're waiting, you get your tummy tucked and your fanny lifted. And they said, actually, I don't think you should say fanny. It means something a little bit different here. Nothing terrible. Oh. But I thought, oh, I never would have thought that uh-huh. just a little word like that. You know, I thought I was being good by saying, you know, a pretty harmless sounding word. So there are little changes like that. So it was a great opportunity to learn a little bit more about language and the subtle differences, even between the U.S. and Ireland.
There you go. Now, you as a writer, what implications a collaboration of this nature bring to, or challenges maybe to you? Do you need to conceptualize differently what the things that you're writing down? You told me, what are the challenges for you as a writer?
I think, well, for this project, the challenges were, you know, I really liked the actor, and so I wanted to make sure that I wrote something that she would enjoy performing, mm-hmm. which is always something I'm interested in as a writer, is to mm-hmm. create works that actors enjoy playing mm-hmm. and that doesn't make them look bad, you mm-hmm. know? And so one of the things, I just wanted her to really like the monologue and for it to be something where she could stretch and play a different kind of character.
Mm-hmm.
And she had quite a range. She had done a lot of very serious drama, and I thought maybe she would enjoy doing a comedy. So I had in mind I wanted to write a comedy, and I talked to her about it. I said, uh-huh. you know, would you like to do a comedy, or do you want to do something more, you know, something heavier? And she was very open and said, you know, just whatever you think. Uh-huh. You know, so that helped the process, but it also meant that I didn't have as many limitations. And sometimes the limitations help you as a writer, because then you're kind of narrowing your focus a little bit more as you're working.
Tell me more about that. Talking about limitations as a writer, why does that help?
Well, I think what it does is it helps, for me, it helps sometimes ground the story.
Okay.
I often use real news events or real stories of people I've known mm-hmm. just to start from. I always fictionalize things just because I want to be able to explore different layers. Mm-hmm. And if you're too strict with the truth, then you can't really explore certain themes.
Mm-hmm.
But often when I'm reading the newspaper, I'll be struck by a story and I'll say, oh my gosh, we have to write a play about this. This is important. I can't imagine being in that situation. And so then that's what I do. I imagine being in that situation and start from there.
There you go. And we need to explore so much about your own writer experiences. But before we go there, let me remind our listeners that you are tuned to Delaware State of the Arts News Talk, 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV for the Delaware State of the Arts Radio Show. We have today with us Cassandra Lewis, an award-winning playwright and published writer, sharing experiences, theatrical experiences related to the connecting creativity, a project that brought together writers and actors from both Ireland and the U.S. I cannot believe this globalized theatrical experience, Cassandra. It sounds like a unique, very unique experience indeed.
Oh, definitely. There's so much I'm learning. I mean, I had used Skype just, you know, casually trying to connect with friends from uh-huh. coast to coast,
mm-hmm.
but I had never tried to use it for theater. And trying this out and doing this experiment makes me really want to try this even more. And
so you are hooked now.
I'm hooked, definitely.
What do you think an experience like this brings to theater in general?
I think that it can open worlds for us.
Uh-huh.
I mean, all of a sudden we can delve into issues that are universal and work with artists all over the world. I mean, imagine picking a theme and then having writers and actors represent their countries from all over the world. I mean, what this means is that theater as a collaboration, it doesn't just happen in a black box space anymore. Mm-hmm. It can happen over the internet too.
There you go. And we were talking about your own writer's experience and how stories come to you and trigger some kind of imagination in your case. Let's go there. And in researching about you a little bit, I realized that you are indeed a published author. And I found your book recently published, Literacy is Power. Would you like to share to the audience with the audience about that?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I was inspired by some clients I was working with. I mean, I should back up by saying that often all artists really kind of live a double life. You have mm-hmm. your day job life, and then you have your creative life.
Okay.
You know, well, I shouldn't say all artists, but a lot of us.
No, it's a very nice way of saying so.
And so this was a moment where my day job life kind of bled into my creative mm-hmm. life. And so I've always worked in the nonprofits, all kinds of nonprofits, mm-hmm. environmental nonprofits and nonprofits that help with poverty and ending homelessness and stuff like that. And so through some work I had done with at-risk youth and homeless individuals and incarcerated individuals, I was starting to see how illiteracy is such a huge problem, mm-hmm. and it's really a hurdle for people who are trying to pick up and change their lives for the better.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a really great opportunity to start a literacy program at a nonprofit I was working at in New York,
mm-hmm.
where we were trying to help homeless people find work.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the people couldn't read well enough to actually get to the job interview, to read the subway signs, or to even fill out a job application.
Mm-hmm.
So we found ways to approach this by teaching literacy in a way where you're not being condescending, where you're really using, you're not reading Spot the Dog to an adult.
Mm-hmm.
You are using mm-hmm. real life issues, real life application,
mm-hmm.
and building literacy lessons into that. So mm-hmm. you're using their most immediate needs, such as finding work or finding shelter, and then building literacy into that action. And so the book, what it does is it says anybody who wants to give back can do this, can become a literacy leader.
Mm-hmm.
If you can read this sentence, you can become a literacy leader.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is a book for anybody who's interested in volunteering and helping with this problem.
There you go. So you have the soul of a writer. Describe that to me, because creativity happens in so many different ways. And in your case, clearly there are things that trigger your imagination. What are those things that trigger your imagination for book purposes, for theater purposes? Describe to me your own creative process.
Oh, okay. Well, that's, I think, what I'm really interested in are the gray areas of human experience that mm-hmm. are difficult, that mm-hmm. are, you know, that are kind of murky and sometimes daunting. I mean, they're certainly daunting as mm-hmm. a human being, and even more daunting as a writer trying to unpack them and explore them. I'm interested in, you know, social justice issues, but areas that are tricky, like mm-hmm. mental illness mm-hmm. and addiction and mm-hmm. things where sometimes the character has to make a decision to step out of their own individual world and individual mm-hmm. choices mm-hmm. and become socially active.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at what moment, you know, when are those moments when we're challenged in that way where we have to think outside of ourselves and think about how this somebody's actions actually do impact other
mm-hmm.
people?
Mm-hmm.
I think we're living in a time where more and more everything is centered on ourselves. You know, we have this, it's almost a narcissism. In fact, I heard that the new DSM-4 isn't going to even have narcissism in it because it's become so
prevalent.
Common.
Okay.
And so I'm really interested in moments where we have to really look at our roles in society and how, and moments where we can give back and we can make a difference.
Fantastic. Now, there's a second layer of all this, because once you write down something, then you probably are looking forward to finding an actor, an actress that can actually bring that message and transmit that message for theater purposes, for instance, like you just did for this project with Ireland. How do you get the best of an actor to really get your own feeling being transmitted that way?
Well, I think that's such an important part of the whole theater collaborative process
mm-hmm.
is that you are working together and everybody brings something different to the table.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have the script, but it's really up to the actor and the director to dig deeper and mm-hmm. to bring something else to it, to really bring it to life. And I think it's important when I'm working with actors and directors to really, you know, invite that conversation and encourage people to, you know, to really explore and go there and experiment with it. It may not work, but mm-hmm. we should at least try it and it's important to me that they feel comfortable following their instincts as actors
mm-hmm.
because we all have a different perspective on things.
Indeed.
And
mm-hmm.
actors, of course, mm-hmm. are invaluable with their, you know, with how they can bring characters to life.
I totally agree. And I have to say, you've been, your plays have been performed in London, Dublin, New York, Chicago, San Francisco, Los Angeles. I mean, your resume is really impressive.
Thank you.
Tell us about your future plans and if the continuation of this fantastic theatrical project, what's in it for you?
Well, thanks. I'm always working on something new. Right now, I'm trying something I've never tried before, which is I'm writing a play that is a full-length solo performance piece.
Mm-hmm.
And I started this with a specific actor in mind who will hopefully want to do this piece,
mm-hmm.
but I haven't shown it to her yet. And so I'm very nervous.
Surprise, surprise.
But I'm hoping I'm hoping she'll like it. And if she doesn't, I still think it's got some potential. And I'm looking forward to working with an actor, whoever decides to do it, to make it a really strong piece.
And now that you're making that plea, why don't you share? I mean, I'm sure people might be willing to connect with you for any purposes, including acting one of your magnificent plays. Can you please share your website or maybe a phone number so they can connect with you?
Absolutely. Yes, I'm always interested in hearing from other people and working with new artists. My website is www.cassandralewis.com, and my last name is spelled Lewis. And I'm also on Gmail, CassLewis@gmail.com, and I'm also on Facebook. And so, please, definitely, I would love to hear from artists.
So just finishing almost the conversation, we have just 1 minute left, believe it or not, time flies whenever you're having fun.
Right.
So the next project, you were finishing the concept of your next project. What is that going to be? Can we have like a nice little preview, if you will?
Sure. It's called Smithereens, and it's an exploration of PTSD and America's infatuation with guns. And believe it or not, it is a comedy.
Okay, there you go. And with that, we need to say goodbye, but promising that you have to come back to share that success as well.
Thank you so much.
Our pleasure, and looking forward to hearing from you very soon. Okay?
Thank you again. This has been great.